Shalom and welcome to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. This is a recording of Parenting Through the Parsha with Rabbi Matt Shapiro.
When my wife was pregnant with our youngest, it's now five, almost six, we would get asked, you know, do you want a boy? Do you want a girl? Already had two boys. And of course, we would say, truthfully, we just want a healthy kid. Whoever it is, we just want the kid to be healthy. And as we were moving through the pregnancy, at the ultrasounds that you have, one of the in-depth ultrasounds towards the end of the second trimester, there was something potentially concerning that came up that we then had to track for the rest of the pregnancy. Fortunately, everything resolved okay. Smooth delivery and tfu to this point. There was no further concern that emerged from what they thought they might have seen. But there was this not just fraught moment, but extended experience where we had some real concerns about what might unfold. And in that same exam, we had a very spiritual ultrasound technician who, as he was going through and making the different measurements of the femur and checking to make sure that organs were forming correctly and all of that, he would say things like, gosh, that's just amazing. You know, and we reflected back to him, you know, it really seems like a miracle. And he said, it is. He said, every part is a miracle. I remember that very clearly. And that's true. That's true when babies are in utero. That's true for us as people. It's true every day. And we forget it, particularly when it seems like it's juxtaposed with some uncertainty or some fear or some worry. And that's particularly when gratitude feels like it would be important to see and recognize that each day. I didn't post one of these last week because I was sick. I was under the weather, fever, these terrible headaches. And as I was sitting there in bed with these pounding headaches, all I was thinking was, I just want to be healthy. I just want to be healthy. I just want to be healthy. Fortunately, I am. I'm feeling much better now. I'm grateful to be feeling okay today. And that gratitude is fleeting. The first morning I woke up on Sunday morning when I finally woke up and I was really feeling better, I felt really, really grateful. I felt this rush of gratitude. And by Monday morning, even Sunday evening, it was, you know, kind of old news. That rush of gratitude, that deep recognition of the miracle of just physical health, which is real, wasn't nearly as present. That gratitude is fleeting, and that gratitude is essential. And so there's the challenge of not just the awareness of gratitude when it comes, but of cultivating that gratitude and then of maintaining it as well. We're moving through a series of parshiot of Torah portions that seem foreign and ancient, going through the sacrificial system of the ancient Israelites. And it's not always the easiest series of chapters in the Torah to feel a deep psycho-spiritual connection with. But of course, the beauty of our tradition, the beauty of the Torah, is that it still offers up pieces that we can unlock to teach us things that are important for us to learn, important for me to learn, and to be reminded of. And as we're moving through Tzav, through this week's Parsha, within the detailed descriptions of all the different elements of what these different sacrifices are, there's some interesting thoughts on gratitude that are opened up. When we talk about in chapter 7 and verse 15, when they talk about the Zevach Todah, literally the offering of thanksgiving, the offering of gratitude, The Torah says that we should eat it specifically on that day, which is different than other sacrifices. It says that we should specifically eat the Zevach Todah on that day. So, of course, our rabbis, our sages, our commentators open that up and look into why that might be. And one of the Gera Rebbes says something really interesting on this. We should be confident that each day will produce its own miracles. That each day will produce its own miracles. So that's why, right? That's why we eat the sacrifice specifically on that day, because, well, tomorrow, hopefully, will be something else that will generate the opportunity, the need to bring an offering of gratitude. But today, this is today's miracle. This is what we can and should be grateful for today. We have trust, we have faith that tomorrow will bring more opportunities, but this is what we're grateful for today. And I relate to that in a lot of different ways. I certainly relate to that as a parent. There's a lot of uncertainty day to day, week to week as a parent. And there's also a lot to be grateful for. And there's an interesting comment as well by Abarvanel, another one of our commentators, who says that the reason that we do this, the reason that we're supposed to eat the Zevach Todah, that offering of gratitude specifically on that day, is so that we should invite people in to participate in publicizing that miracle, in making sure that people know about the thing that happened for which you're expressing that gratitude, not keeping it to yourself, but sharing it with others, which in turn ensures that there's more of an impact for what you've been blessed to experience. And I think that makes a lot of intuitive sense. And I think that that can be a challenge that we take on for ourselves as people and for ourselves as parents, that we should work on cultivating and expressing that gratitude in our lives as we can to be sure. And we should also work to express that gratitude to our kids. I know that I don't always take a moment to share something wonderful that I see in one of my kids each day. I don't. And I can't. And that's a beautiful and important and holy opportunity. Because if I take the time to express that gratitude to my kids, first of all, it's a beautiful moment of potential connection. And it's also modeling for them how they can in turn work to cultivate gratitude in their lives as well. It's difficult. It's not a given that that will happen. And that's exactly why the Torah is pushing us to consider what this Zevach Todah, this offering of gratitude, can be. Because there's always going to be some of that fear. There's always going to be some of that uncertainty. And so, looking at this through the lens of parenting, the challenge is, can we look at our kids and not just see that worry, not just see those things that we're worried about? Oh my God, what if this happens? Oh my God, what if that happens? But also to see all of the many things for which we can be grateful each day, grateful for today, not worrying about tomorrow, not worrying about the future, but just recognizing that which we can be grateful for today with our kids, and to work to hold on and to sustain that gratitude just for today, to recognize the blessings and the miracles that we're so lucky to have.
You have been listening to another in our series of podcasts from Temple Beth Am, a dynamic center for conservative Judaism in Los Angeles. If you enjoy these podcasts, we invite you to write a review on the Apple Podcast site or wherever you get your podcasts. For more information about Temple Beth Am Los Angeles, go to tbala.org.